This is JRS News coming up. Charitable organizations earn to maintain sound financial records. Government remains committed to protecting employee welfare, and local government ministry receives roadmap to seismic safety. Details after this message. Stay with us.
We want a productive Jamaica. We are a productive Jamaica. Productivity to move forward on this land. That's the way to go, we should understand. Productivity is the way to go for all us Jamaicans. Small business, big business, old and young, we are tell every woman and man. Productivity.
A message brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity.
Now the news. The Department of Cooperatives and Friendly Societies is encouraging all charitable organizations to maintain impeccable financial records. This to ensure a smooth transition during re-registration under the recently passed Omnibus Tax Incentive legislation. The Omnibus legislation is part of the country's tax reform measures and seeks to establish a transparent regime to govern all tax incentives. Registrar at the Department of Cooperatives and Friendly Societies, Errol Gallimore, says there have been challenges with the registration process due to outdated financial statements.
We have cases going back, last financial statement is 10 years old, and therefore we can't process these applications with 10 years old financial statement any at all. And we have tried to impress upon the need that they need to now have a new regime, the much more robust regime that is in place, and therefore the days of having these, not doing any financial statement and keeping financial statement up to date is a thing of the past.
Mr. Gallimore adds that some charities are unable to afford the services of an auditor, and as such, the Department of Cooperatives and Friendly Societies is willing to provide assistance. The government is reiterating its commitment to protecting the safety, health, and welfare of the workforce, which will be further strengthened with the passage of the Occupational Safety and Health Act, OSHA. Labor and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer says the act will set the groundwork for the protection of workers in all spheres of economic activities and comprehensively address all occupational hazards. Minister Kellyer says OSHA is particularly important with the recent decision by the government to introduce flexible work options as an element of nation building.
They are expected to enhance the balance between work and other forms of activity outside the workplace, giving employers more options to meet business and customer needs while providing employees with more time to meet personal or family needs.
Minister Kelly was speaking during a recent tour of the manufacturing plant of Berger Paints, Jamaica in Kingston. The Ministry of Local Government and Community Development has received a roadmap to seismic safety, which seeks to improve the capacity of the country to prepare for, respond to, and recover from the impact of an earthquake. The document outlines short, medium, and long-term priorities for the government, such as improving and updating earthquake response plans, enforcing the building code, and the integration of seismic risk planning in the urban process.
Critical to the success of the programs that will be implemented is the buy-in from policymakers, not only at the central government level, but also, importantly, at the local government level.
Minister of Local Government and Community Development Noel Arscott speaking at the handing over ceremony recently. The document was developed by the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, and the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, following a seismic risk forum in January. And State Minister in the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Sharon Folkes-Abrahams, has called on CARICOM member states to implement the Consumer Protection Model Law. The bill, which falls under Chapter 8 of the Treaty of Chagaramas, speaks to the need for the promotion and protection of consumer interests in relation to the supply of goods.
This piece of legislation is designed to include mechanisms such as the web-based Rapid Alert Exchange System, or CARX. This alert system will facilitate regulatory authorities in acting expeditiously to inform those at risk in order to avoid any potential public health risk, injury, or financial loss to the citizens of CARICOM.
Mrs. Folkes-Abrahams was addressing the 7th Consumer Affairs Regional Meeting in Kingston recently. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.